Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WKMZ-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now your host, author, pastor, and teacher, Doug Joseph.
I bring you a message from the Word of the Lord tonight. I'd like to ask you to turn with me in your Bibles. I'll be reading, as is often my custom, from both the Old Testament and the New Testament, reading first from the Old Testament in the 55th Psalm, and reading there the 22nd verse. Psalm 55 and verse 22 says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Now, some of you who have followed us or attended here for some time will remember that we have preached at length about the particular meaning of this concept of being moved or not being moved. It has a reference to being shaken loose, shaken out of your proper place, being dislodged and cast aside. And it is something of a promise that the Lord says he will not suffer the righteous to be shaken loose. As a matter of fact, let me read the same verse to you from the New International Version, and notice it uses the word shaken in place of moved. Psalm 55 and verse 22 from the New International Version says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." And now, taking you to the New Testament, which not surprisingly quotes from the Old Testament passage, and I'm reading to you now from 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." And then let me continue reading just the next verse, the next couple of verses. "Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." My topic tonight is better than worry. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, thank you for your word. And I pray, Lord, let us be mounted steadfast upon your word. Let us find sure footing in your promises, so that when we are assailed by the world's efforts to cause us to fear and be anxious and to worry and doubt, we will be unaffected by those darts, and we will be able to stand and trust in you and turn our eyes upon you in steadfastness and being well established in confidence and in trust, for you care for us and you will not suffer us to be shaken loose. As we're seated tonight, let's give the Lord a great hand praise. Those of you watching at home, join us in praising.
In case you've just joined us, you're listening to Voice of Truth. I'm Pastor Doug Joseph.
I remember the great Bishop Billy Cole. He had so many wise sayings. And one of his wise sayings, he would, from time to time, he would reiterate that we don't come to church necessarily so much for what we can get, but for what we can give. Some people go through life as takers. They're just always out to see what they can take from someone else. And they don't look at the church as a place to serve, but rather as a place to be served. I'm thankful tonight that we have a wonderful group of people in our congregation of Christian Apostolic Church that are dedicated to serving this community and dedicated to serving each other. There are times when we have needs, and we know that we help each other in those times. The Bible places a priority, a premium, so to speak, on each man carrying his own burden, each man minding his own business, taking care of his own life, finances, and family. And then beyond that, the scripture teaches us to work with our own hands so that when someone else is in need, we will have something to be able to give to help them in their need. And so the scripture not only tells us for each man to carry his own burden, but the scripture also, in a broader sense, tells us to bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And so it is that me carrying my load and you carrying your load is the norm. It's not the exception to the rule, it's the rule. But beyond that, when we get to a place where the load is too heavy, we have brothers and sisters in the kingdom family that can come around and help us. They can take part of our load. They can take part of our cares upon them. And in carrying each other's burdens, in addition to shouldering our own burdens, so we fulfill the law of Christ. The law of Christ is bound up in love. As a matter of fact, Jesus taught that all of the commandments in the scriptures can all be summarized in this: love God first, and then love your neighbor as yourself. Every law of God can be summarized in love. But of all of this wonderful statute, all of this wonderful care that we care for our own family, we care for ourselves, we carry our own burdens, we carry our own responsibilities, and then branching out from that, we help our brothers and sisters to carry their responsibilities. You can reach a point where the load is too heavy for you. You can reach a point where the load is too heavy even with the help of your brother or your sister. But we have wonderful news, and that is that when the load gets too heavy, we know that the Lord Jesus will come to our aid and he will help us to carry the load. But I want to challenge you tonight. There is something that some of us work hard to carry around every day, day in and day out, day and night, that God never intended for us to carry. It is a load that he never intended to burden our sack. It is a load he never intended for us to shoulder. And it is the burden or load of worry and fear and anxiousness. The scripture doesn't say help your brother carry his fear. The scripture doesn't tell you to carry your fear. The scripture is clear: fear not. The scripture is clear: don't be anxious. I'm telling you that the Bible is an anti-worry document. We're not to carry worry. We're not to even help our brother carry worries. What are you to do with worries? Chuck them off. And in fact, the scripture tells us that we can cast our cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. The scripture tells us regarding worry that we're to cast our burden on the Lord and trust that he will sustain us. Perhaps never in our living memory have we had as much anxiousness, as much fear-mongering, as much worry as we have in America and in the world right now. People are afraid. They are afraid of race riots. They are afraid of coronavirus pandemic. They are afraid of getting sick and dying. I want to tell you that lost people really are justified in being afraid of dying. They are justified in having fear of death, because if they die in a lost condition, they will die and go to the lake of fire eventually by way of judgment. But for the believer, there is no sense in us fearing death. Death is simply a doorway into the presence of God and into the glory of the face of Jesus Christ. We win either way, whether he protects us from death or whether he provides us to be ushered through the door of death. We win either way. The Apostle Paul described it this way: for me to stay here with you is better for you, because I get to keep serving you. But if I die and go to be with the Lord, that's good too. The concept is, when you are a believer, repentant, living for God with all of your heart, baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, that initial evidence evidence, being speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance, and you are living for God, living a holy life, you do not have to fear death. Either way, we win.
In case you've just joined us, you're listening to Voice of Truth. I'm Pastor Doug Joseph.
And so here in just a moment, I'm going to read for you some scriptures about the new birth. And I'm going to appeal to any of you that are listening tonight that you are afraid of the coronavirus. You are afraid of its power to kill. And I don't want to get tonight into arguments about its mortality rate. I read on the CDC website that the mortality rate was something around 0.28, 0.25 to 0.28. And then I read an article on USA Today admitting that the mortality rate may not be worse than 1%, but how horrible 1% would be. And then people saying, well, we don't really know what the mortality rate is. It's somewhere between that 0.25 and the worldwide estimate of 4.4%. And the fact of the matter is a bunch of people got it, got over it, never got tested, never went to the doctor, never went to the hospital. And so all those numbers aren't even counted. I'm telling you tonight, they don't even know what the mortality rate is. They really don't know. In fact, I saw a quote by the famous Dr. Fauci basically saying, sometimes I'm put on the spot and I got to say something. So I just say whatever I can because you got to say something. In other words, sometimes he's just giving you his best guesstimate. They really don't know. The bottom line, folks, is if you want to, you can push yourself to worry and anxious and fear-mongering over the worst estimates that anybody's got, and it's all just made-up numbers anyway. Folks, I'm telling you, you need to make up in your mind there's something better than worry. It's called trusting in God. I want to bring you some scriptures about not worrying. Some of these scriptures I got from research in different places. Some of this is from a Bible Wisdom About Financial Matters website. Said this, we all go through times where things are hard and we're distracted by pain and suffering in our lives. It can be so easy to just give in to feelings of worry and negativity. What's going to happen next? If you're a Christian, however, we have hope in a Savior that cares for us. He gives us strength in hard times, and He wants us to look to Him when our circumstances start to overwhelm us. The past few years have been tough ones, and people are looking for hope and encouragement in the midst of worry and anxiety. I want to share a few Bible verses that explore the topic of worry and how we can find peace and calm in a troubled world. Look at Jesus' words about worry. Jesus talked about worry and anxiety more than a few times. He reminds us of how much God loves us and how He can give us rest. What is better than worry? Resting, because you're trusting in God. Amen. I'll just be honest with you, folks. I'm preaching to myself if I'm not preaching to anybody else. But I have a feeling tonight that this word is good for somebody besides just me. Look at the do not worry message of the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 27. I want to read it for you from the New International Version while you read along from the King James Version. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? Continuing on in Matthew chapter 6 and reading with verse 34. Again, for those readers that may be thrown off, those watching our live stream tonight that may be thrown off by the King James language, I'm reading from the New International.
In case you've just joined us, you're listening to Voice of Truth. I'm Pastor Doug Joseph.
The King James Version is clear and trustworthy, but for sake of clarity, follow along with me in your King James as I read from the New International Version. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Again, let me read from Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a great shout of praise tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Luke chapter 12 and verse 25 says, and which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life? John 14 and verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. I found a writing by pastor and author John MacArthur giving some insight into what Jesus said about worry. Quote, Matthew 6:25, Jesus commanded his followers, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you'll drink, nor for your body as to what you'll put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? The tense of the Greek text is properly translated, stop worrying. The tense in Matthew 6:31 is different, however, and means don't start worrying. Thus, Jesus brackets our passage with this meaning. If you are worrying, quit. And if you haven't started worrying, don't. God's word is clear. Believers are not to be given over to anxiety. It's not simply a cold, abrupt command to stop worrying. Scripture is clear that we shouldn't focus on the plans, needs, and uncertainties of tomorrow, but it's also clear about where our focus should be instead. This is what Jesus said to his followers, and the same instruction holds true for us today. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. And when you ask yourself, what are the things that are going to be added? It's all those things that people fret and worry and stir themselves up into a dither of anxiousness, wondering where it's going to come from. The Lord says, seek me first, don't worry about that, and I'll take care of that for you. Amen. Let's listen to some Bible verses about replacing worry with God's peace. Before I get to that, I want to read a quote by the famous Corey Ten Boom. Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength. I want you, if you don't get anything else I say, realize worry is a worthless torment of your body and your immune system. You need to shed and rid yourself of worry and fear and anxiousness. Hear me tonight. Your best chance at not catching coronavirus, and your best chance of beating it if you do, is not whether or not some doctor somewhere is going to ignore the suppression by the medical associations of what medicines can help. Your best chance is to realize God gave me an immune system and God gave me faith, and realize fear damages your immune system.
In case you've just joined us, you're listening to Voice of Truth. I'm Pastor Doug Joseph.
Your strongest immune system is when you are not afraid. You need to wake up every morning and say, if God takes me on today, if I get sick and die of coronavirus today, I get to be in the presence of God tonight. Why do I need to fear? Bible verses about replacing worry with God's peace. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15. Again, for clarity's sake, for some that may not be believers that may watch this live stream, I'm reading from the New International Version. Please follow along with the King James Version, Colossians 3 and 15. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. You know what the greatest antidote to bitterness is? Gratitude. Have an attitude of gratitude. Just be thankful. So many times, the brokenness of humanity is displayed in the fact that we focus on who got sick instead of who's still well. We focus on who left instead of who's still here. We focus on what we want and don't have instead of being thankful for what we do have. Just be thankful. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. Amen. I want to bring you some more Bible verses for those who are feeling anxious. But first, a quote from George Herbert. 100 load of worry will not pay an ounce of debt. The Bible says in Proverbs 12 and verse 25, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. I read for you already in our text tonight, 1 Peter 5, 7 from the New International Version says, cast all your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I just want to stand here tonight and tell you, flat-footed and square-shouldered, in the midst of a world that has lost its mind, let them look on you and say, how is it that you are so calm, so confident, so peaceful, so trusting? And let them, when the question comes, be answered by this: it's because the peace of God has been given to me by Jesus Christ. And so I want to preach to you, worry goes away when we focus on him. Worry goes away when we turn our eyes upon Jesus. When we keep our focus where it needs to be, on Jesus, worry has a tendency to melt away. Before I read some more Bible verses, another quote, this one from Max Lucado, famous author. No one can pray and worry at the same time. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders. Look at your neighbor and tell them, fear hinders. Look at another neighbor and tell them, anxiety hinders. Look at both of them and say, we're supposed to throw off everything that hinders. Throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. To anyone watching tonight and you're filled with fear and you can't throw it off, I challenge you to examine your heart and look at your life. And when you do, ask God to help you look at your life, because your own heart will trick you. Your own heart will deceive you. Your heart will tell you you've got nothing to repent of when you do have sin you need to repent of. But if you can't rid yourself of fear, look for the root cause, sin. And if you have the root cause of sin in your life, then repent of your sin. And then you can turn to God for water baptism in Jesus' name and the infilling of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. And you can find a life free from fear. Hear me tonight. You are looking at a preacher who is not afraid of coronavirus.
In case you've just joined us, you're listening to Voice of Truth. I'm Pastor Doug Joseph.
You are looking at a preacher tonight who is not afraid of where the next meal is going to come from. You can have that same fearlessness if you turn to God. The writer of Hebrews goes on to say, "And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus." Folks, that's the secret to a worry-free life, is keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Praise God. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Psalm 23 and verse 4, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Folks, you can read that into your own life right now. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of coronavirus, I will fear no evil." Why? Because my eyes are fixed on Jesus and he is walking with me. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 6. "So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Or if I were to put it another way tonight, "I will not fear what a virus can do to me." If I was to put it another way, it would be, "I will not fear what a devastated economy can do to me." Amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 3, verses about the Redeemer of Israel. "But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." I just want to pause right now and give him thanks for every goodness he has shown to us. Let's rise to our feet and give a great shout of praise to our Lord, our Redeemer, our Savior. Oh God, we praise you. Hallelujah. What first world problems we have. I don't have to worry about getting enough to eat. I have to worry about eating too much and getting fat. What first world problems we have. I don't have to worry about walking 8 hours today to try to find some water. I have to worry about whether I'll get too distracted by what I'm working on to take time to drink the water that's already piped into my house. What first world problems we have. And yet we all too often allow ourselves to get wrapped up in worry and fear. Luke 21 verses 14 and 15 and verses 18 and 19. "But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves. For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. But not a hair of your head will perish." Stand.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com.
Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WKMZ-FM.